Sometimes you think you have to silence yourself to make other people comfortable. But you realize if you trust your own voice, it doesn't fucking matter. This is the Wayward Podcast. Hello, Kim Rhodes.
Hello, Brianna Beckman. Try it again.
Wait, hold up. Okay. All right. Take two. Back to one.
It's going very well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We got a rookie on set here.
Okay, wait. They got to clap a little bit. Thank you.
Hello, Kim Rhodes.
Hello, Brianna Buckmaster.
You take your time.
Thank you. I'm it just getting here.
It is a mouthful, that
oh,
name.
Oh, my God.
Benny, when I was growing up, it was like so fun because people would always be like, that's like a wrestler's name. And I'm like, yeah, it is. But then you'd sit there and you're 6 years old going, still spelling this name. And I have two middle names.
Heather Lara.
Nice. And what are yours? How do you know that?
I don't have any middle names.
What?
Because when I was a child and I asked why I didn't have a middle name, my mom said, well, when you get married, Rhodes will be your middle name. And I was like, that is a lot of fucking assumptions to make.
Wow.
So I did not take my husband's name when we got married.
No, me neither.
There's only one reason. Only one reason. Why? A lot of paperwork.
Is it to change your name?
You have to fill out. I thought you had to fill out paperwork to not change your name when you got married. That's not the case.
It never occurred to me. And when we were, does your daughter have your last name?
Travis's.
Yeah. So Valentina also has Jose's last name. We always planned it that way because we just love Jose's last name. I love my last name too, but we were just like, okay, you can have yours. But in Mexico, what they do is the child hyphenates the mom and dad's last name. So nobody in the family has the same last name. So Rosales is his mom's last name, Lopez is his dad's, and then his dad has his mom and dad's last name. So I was like, so was Valentina going to be Valentina Georgette Buckmaster Rosales Lopez? Hell no. We would not put her through that hell.
May you grow to be as tall as your name is long. It's an Irish blessing, but weirdly only applies to Mexicans.
Oh, God. So we saved her that, but yeah, she's got a great name. So
wow. Oh, yeah. No, that's so good. No, I don't have a middle name, though.
I had no idea.
No middle name.
Wow.
Just plain old Kimberly Rhodes.
Kimberly Rhodes.
Kim Rhodes.
That's great. That's a great name.
Really? I hate it. It sounds like you're being hit in the head with a hammer. Kim Rhodes.
Excuse me. I have somebody at the door.
Also, for our listeners at home, we are in a different environment.
Yes.
We're with the Blippi Blippies.
Yeah.
However, we have a precariously balanced microphone that is attached to my computer, and you will hear background. Oh, they turned off the music. Victoria, did you threaten someone? Victoria totally threatened somebody.
It's so romantic.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you. Yay! I was like, you're going to hear you're just going to hear the air conditioning. That's great. Yeah. Okay, so that's nice. But yes, for our listeners at home, we are in beautiful downtown Burbank.
Is it beautiful?
It's technically not downtown either, but that's what Johnny Carson used to say.
Because that's where his studio is.
Yeah.
Burbank has a lot of studios. Is that the thing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Why does it look so terrifying if this is where all the stars work? Kim?
I don't live here anymore. I can't
Kim
be responsible
for this answer. What is the answer?
The great thing, you can make up a middle name, though. Oh, I have people that are like, time. Kimberly Marie Rhodes. And I'm like, I'll
that's
answer
very
that.
Funny. That's, that's a bit I do, often to the guys, and I just keep trying. Because lots of, men have this same, it's like Paul, Patrick.
Yes, Michael.
You're going to get one eventually.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not here to talk about middle names today.
Or middle fingers.
No, we'll probably talk about one or two of those, but...
Yeah. I think this should be a little earlier in the podcast. Our question, as our topics now come from our audience members, our question came from Rory.
Rory.
Thank you, Rory. Yeah. And would you be willing to read it out to remind me?
Oh, me?
Yeah. Yeah,
please. I'm looking at you going, get up here.
Rory's like, I already wrote it. They're and like, I turned my homework in. No tests.
Okay. Do you ever silence yourself, make yourself smaller without anyone asking you to?
Yes. And we both answered yes. So can you think of a situation that you do that with?
Right off the bat. I cannot think of a situation that I now do that with. But there are so many times in my life that I have because I thought it would win me favors.
Mm-hmm.
I think a number of things. Part of it being a woman, I was like, I feel like I was often told to be, you know, kind of seen, not heard.
Yeah.
So be quiet, speak when you're spoken to, that kind of thing. Even if I wasn't told that, like boldface told that, I feel like that was always the vibe. And then also I have been, in my adult life, I've been many different sizes. And I have the experience of when I am a larger sized body, I definitely get, I feel like I need to be quieter. Feel like I need to make less noise.
Oh, because you're taking up space physically.
Yeah.
So energetically, you try to compensate.
Yes. People would find that I'm too much when I was loud and big.
I get that.
That's the air conditioning in the hotel.
On.
We got stuff, but that's okay. It's okay.
Victoria, you're fine.
No, I'll edit around the air conditioning because we all don't want to start sweating right now.
No, that's true.
That's
true.
Fine. Let's keep the AC.
So those are very generalized
yep.
experiences, like patriarchal and like fat phobic experiences that I've had throughout my lifetime are telling me to, you're already too much, so bring it down a bit.
So you would say the primary motivation for you behind silencing yourself or making yourself smaller energetically is fear.
Maybe, if you get down to it, but I would describe it as, I was going to say aggression, but that's a big word.
But why do we, yes, but that's others.
Yeah, so I understand what you mean.
So my response to oppression is fear. So I am making a choice based on fear of oppression.
I would think that, I'm not saying it's not fear. I don't think that that would be my response, but I think that it would be, I would describe it as playing the game.
Okay, so it's more you're motivated by achieving an outcome.
Yeah, get control.
And this
maybe.
Is okay.
Yeah.
All right, controlling other people's perception of you.
Yeah,
and if you can control it, so motivation by what's the word when you have a goal and you are driven towards that goal? It is your
inspiration,
aspiration.
Oh, so close.
Yes, but yes. That thing. It's an ass instead of an innie.
Buy it a nickel, Kim.
Sorry, I know.
Buy it a nickel, Kim Denise Rose.
I don't think I've gotten that one before. I like that.
Yes.
Okay. So I see that. Now, I would argue that that is still fear. Like, I won't
I don't
get
what
I mean.
I don't think you're wrong. Yeah. I don't think it would be my response, but I do.
Yeah. I definitely in the past have made myself so before I contribute my end, I want to ask you another question. Do you believe that it is inherently wrong to make yourself smaller or silence yourself when no one asks you to?
Wrong in what way?
I don't know. Do you have any moral attachment to it?
No. Morals? No.
Okay.
No. In terms of morals, no. I think that it really depends on the motivation to be doing it.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I was making myself small because it seemed to be serving others better and then therefore me eventually.
Okay.
But I don't have that experience now because I've realized that by serving other people's needs before my own does not serve me at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I won't even say needs. I would say expectations. Christian,
you're allowed to cough.
I know.
You can cough. Christian's back there like, dying. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'll leave it on there. Yes, no, you're allowed. We don't invite you to our podcast and then force you to die.
Not yet, anyway.
Our art. No, yeah. While we're on, while we're at intermission, does anyone else need a cough drop? All right. Everyone's gone potty?
Yes.
That needs to go potty? All right.
Coughs we're going out.
Intermission.
Not cocks out. Coughs out.
Okay.
Coughs out.
All right. I'll try to find some space to put some intermission music in.
Oh, good, good.
All right. And we're back. What the fuck were we talking about? God. Oh, yes. Oh, okay. So, okay. Making ourselves smaller. Now, because I was talking in my meet and greet about this a little bit.
Okay.
Because as a late diagnosed autistic person, mm-hmm. I make myself smaller. And am I shedding?
Nope. You just got some hairs in your bracelets.
Oh, yeah. I make myself smaller. I silence myself. Which is considered a mask. I am going to mask my natural because it makes me feel safer. Now, I stand by that. I stand by there are times when I am going to be smaller, not be heard, not draw attention to myself because I don't feel safe. I don't want to draw. I have like a prey animal instinct. My level of anxiety is quite high. So if I don't trust someone or feel that I will be heard, I have learned that actually it's a very powerful move. And it makes me feel comforted and like I'm loving myself to go, you know what? My sense of security and safety is more important than having that fucker hear me right now.
Do you think that just going, I don't need to be heard for other people is the same as making yourself small?
It says silence yourself.
But I think, like, for instance, when I'm feeling very insecure, I make myself louder, bigger, all of these things. When I feel pretty secure in myself, I'm actually much quieter.
I was the opposite. Mm-hmm. When I was insecure and frightened, I would cry a lot. Mm-hmm. Like the feelings would come out, but I would try not to, like, I would try to intellectualize or I would try to appeal to their compassion, but I would never just be like, blah. And then I started to, as this fandom and you well know. And then once I knew how my brain was working, I was like, oh, quit, maybe readdress and just start having compassion for the experience instead of having to articulate the experience and give myself permission to wear a mask. If you want to be like, okay, that's fine. When it's not fine, I now, instead of being like, I'm lying and why can't I speak my truth? I'm like, no, this is how I'm taking care of myself right now. Okay, that's fine. I don't want to talk to you about it. It's not worth wasting the effort. Which weirdly has created a higher sense of security in me. It has made me feel more powerful. It's made me feel more strong. And it has started aiding me in just being like, I'm choosing to, it literally in some cases, just walk away.
Yeah.
I'm not.
I share that experience. I do, as I get older, as I feel more secure and who I am, what I have to offer, relationships or just a group of people, I don't feel like I need to be a dancing monkey quite as much for people to enjoy my presence, you know, where I used to feel like I had to put on, you know, airs or, you know, ask more questions than I was answering, shit like that.
Yep.
But I wonder if that comes with age and healing, but...
We need to be louder for the microphone. The blippy blippies are very small. What the fuck happened here? Ah, that's okay. All right.
Now I'm talking into a microphone.
Oh, no, because I'll have to fix it. So let's just continue.
Okay.
Fucking blick. It's, I have a
We're learning. This
nightmare.
Is all new.
This is so fun.
This is all
we'll
different.
We'll figure it out. The other time that I make myself small,
yes,
and I make myself quieter is because I was having this conversation with Sam Smith the other night, and she's like, people think I'm scary sometimes, and I don't understand that. I was like, I do. Would you like to have a conversation about that? She's like, yes. Because she took it as a sad thing. I was like, you're not scary, like, rawr, I'm going to beat you up. Yeah, I'm going to scream at you. Ooh, I'm sitting over here judging you. Sam is a truth teller, and Sam is a truth seer. So when people are getting away with shit and sneaking it under the covers and like, Sam might not call them out, but when she looks at you, you know she sees it. Mm-hmm. And people who have lies or who are playing a game or who are frightened by that. So they consider her scary.
Sure.
It's not her. It's the same way I've learned that I am considered by some people to be scary. And it's because I am in some situations, and the situation I'm thinking of right now, just because I'm female and weird. And they're like, ah, fuck, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. She's not trying to flirt with me, so she doesn't care if I like her or not. Now I don't know how to communicate with her because she's a girl. Ah, what am I going to? And so I will dial myself back out of empathy, out of like, oh, I'm a 9.8 and you have the capacity to digest a 4. Mm. I care about your experience. I also care about your capacity to receive what I have to offer. So I'm going to dial it back to a 4 because I would like you to hear what I have to offer. Mm-hmm. So I think that's along the lines of what you were talking about first, like playing the game. Mm-hmm. But it feels less like a game now and more like this sweet gift
that
I get to
like
offer
that.
People and like just be like, oh, you're a 54-year-old wealthy white dude, and right now you're terrified. I don't know what you just said was meant to be a joke, and I'm going to call you out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to expose you for your stupidity or whatever the fuck it is. I don't need to do that. I don't need to lie to you.
And it depends who it is. Like, I have that, yeah. I share that experience with, you know, some male friends of, you know, not, I think I used to play the game a lot being part of the boys club because I feel like if I wasn't part of the boys club, I was invisible to men, especially
yeah,
if I was in
yes.
a larger body. And so I'd play like one of the guys, and that got so fucking exhausting after a while.
Because it reinforces the idea that power and safety, vis-a-vis power, is theirs to allocate, right? Mm-hmm. It's theirs to distribute. So when I'm playing with the boys, when I'm flirting with the boys, when I'm playing this game, I'm reinforcing the fact that I am not a source of power. I need to behave in a way where I am awarded power, which fucks everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, it bones everybody. It obviously bones the powerless, but it also bones the guys that are like, I'm just trying to hang on to what I have.
Yes.
I don't make me responsible for that. I'm scared. Don't make it my job to make you okay. I'm busy trying to fucking make me okay. And now I got to share my power with you and I feel like I don't have any power and what that.
Whereas if we all just acknowledge that we are the source of our own power, then we can make conscious and loving choices for ourselves how we distribute it in the world. Mm-hmm. Because there's times when I feel so powerless, incapable of making a choice, unmanageable, a victim of my own experience. And yet I speak and people are like, how are you so powerful? And I'm like, this is not power. This is fault. Oh, I'm just still owning my experience. And not trying to make it something it isn't.
Yeah.
If I don't want to expend the effort, I stand by not doing it. Now that said, do I still like crumple and fall and collapse in a pile of I can't and I wish I could? Yeah, I still do that. I still make myself small because I'm scared
that everybody's going to laugh at me. I still make myself small because I don't understand what's expected of me. Oh my God, the expectations. My poor little fucking neurodivergent brain. When I'm like, I know everybody expects something from me right now, and I don't know what it is or why I should want to do it. Like, everybody's here, be whatever, grateful or majestic or full of advice or whatever the fuck the expectation of the, you know, there's a lot of like, we expect you to be grateful, when I'm like, oh, I thought we were serving each other, like in a job situation. I'm like, I thought we were both going to help each other. Yeah. Oh, I'm supposed to kiss your ass because right. you were willing to meet with me. Wow, I fucked that one up, didn't I? Whoopsie.
I failed you. You failed me.
Yeah, I didn't meet your expectation. So I still make myself small when I feel in my gut that there are expectations and I don't know what they are and I don't know how to meet them. That is one of my least favorite experiences.
Have you ever had a point, like, have you ever had a time where someone was asking you to make yourself smaller? Like, genuinely?
Oh.
Just going,
yeah.
Too much. Outside of work.
The phrase, oh, you're a lot.
Yeah.
Is, woo. We're just reminding people we're at a convention. Thank you. This is great. Don't know who they are. They're happy though. Just like a couple months ago, I had somebody go respond to me by like kind of looking startled and going, wow, you're a lot. I need another cup of coffee before I talk to you. And it was like, ha 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 ha. And it devastated me. Yeah. But then I had a conversation with this person afterwards.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It was afterwards, a couple months afterwards, recently. And I said, I have a question. I said, I can tell I make you uncomfortable. And he goes, no, you don't. No, I was like, stop it. The first time you responded to me, you said, wow, you're a lot. And then he started to blush and get very uncomfortable, like he was going to get in trouble.
Get in trouble, unquote. Right.
I was like, I don't mind. I said, but I believe what I do is the same thing that Sam does. I said, I believe that I have very open, obvious feelings. And they are things that you can relate to, that you also have feelings about that you are repressing. So when I let my feelings out in an explosive, adamant, joyous way, it makes you uncomfortable because they're the same feelings that you're repressing.
100%.
And he fucking said yes.
Yes.
He said yes, absolutely.
And was this like a cis straight man?
Yo, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like this is, not to like sway too far from the topic, but I do feel like women who are really quite comfortable with themselves and what they feel and what they bring to the table can scare some men because the patriarchy, being the system, has told men that they're not allowed to feel certain feelings.
Well, and women too. Women that are receiving their comfort from knowing their place in the established system are like, you can't be too... I mean, like, no one's going to size a sister up like someone who doesn't let herself free. Right? So I think that in general, when I have been asked to be smaller, to don't be so loud, please tone down, please be a little less, I'm learning to actually be able to see their fear and their damage that's causing them to react that way to me. I still do it. Doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
That's true. I was going to say, I'm like, I can do that, but it still like fucking bums me out.
Yeah.
First.
It's just like, that's not a person. But in this case, it was someone that I really enjoy. I like him. And so I just wanted to address that because that hurt that his reaction caused me was causing me to not be as close to him as I would like to be. And so I was just like, so that reason that I make you super uncomfortable, watch me make it weirder.
Yeah. But also, I do, like, maybe it's not an age thing. I'm assuming it's an age thing because as I get older, my need to, I guess, please everybody or get smaller for everybody else's comfort lessens. But I also feel my need to be bigger so that I can be seen and control the way that I'm seen also lessens.
I don't think it's an age thing. I think it's an experience thing.
Yeah.
And given when we were born, it took us longer to have this experience. Mm-hmm. How about this? How about, do you have advice for someone who feels they do tend towards silencing themselves and would like to practice not? Because both of us have come from a place where we did that.
And I think then, it's like individual to the situation or specific to the situation of why they're silencing. If it's a generally people are not wanting to share their feelings, thoughts, things like that because they're worried that they'll be judged. I guess I would say don't like be judged. Don't be so scared to be judged.
There's this weird thing where people, where I need my value to come from how you see me. Mm-hmm. And, we were also talking about this weekend. The concept of self-love is always seen as like a consolation prize because you can't get anybody else to love you. Mm-hmm. But if what I want, if I'm silencing myself because I don't feel that what I have to say is valuable enough to be heard, or it will not be received as valuable, I am relying on somebody else to define my worth and the worth of my voice. And when I trust my heart and when I nurture myself, when I treat my own self like I am this little baby bird learning to fly, I would never be like, fuck you, you're not worth flight. Like, no, that's what you're born to do. Yeah. I will start treating you the way I want the world to treat you. That way, if the world doesn't treat you that way, at least I am. I'm not going to speak to you in the voice that I'm afraid the world's going to respond to me in.
Yeah.
I'm going to speak to my own heart with love. And then the outside world has less impact on me.
And I also, I do think that when you are able to really be like, my opinion matters the most.
Yes.
When we're like, my opinion of myself matters the most, it does kind of reflect, like it does come across to other people, and naturally they do look at you differently. They treat you differently when you're kind of a little bit unbreakable. Like, yeah. Like a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and some people are very not pleased by that.
Yeah.
You know, if you are no longer a people pleaser, some people are not pleased.
That's right.
But, God, life is much better when I value my own relationship with myself more than other people's perceptions of me.
Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah. So, in conclusion, as long as I think my voice is valid, mm-hmm. it doesn't matter how loud I have to make it.
That's right. And sometimes being small is okay as long as the choice is yours.
Yeah. I love you, Brianna Buckmaster.
I love you, Kim Rhodes. Woo!